Why should we vote for you on May the 7th?
Well, people should vote for me, and I stress me before they vote for the Labour Party. Although I'm a representative of the Labour Party and I aspire to be a Labour Party Member of Parliament, I've always said that if I'm elected that I'll put the people of the Isle of Wight first. If there's legislation comes before the House of Commons, the first question I will ask myself is, how does it benefit the residents of the Isle of Wight? How does it benefit the Isle of Wight? If it doesn't benefit the Isle of Wight, then I will make a decision based on the arguments, either for or against. If it's going to have a direct bearing on what happens in the island, then I'll be consulting people in the island. I won't be holding referenda and things like that, but I'll be taking soundings via my colleagues and others on the island about how people would feel about that. So, and I would cast my vote accordingly. I think we've got to put the island's case forward, the island's argument forward. For example, in my opinion, the recent debacle over the assisted area status, when only a part of the island was described as being an island, the rest was described as you said earlier, as being a part of Hampshire, an absolute debacle. Where was Andrew Turner during that? Why wasn't he shouting from the top of Big Ben about this? Why
which
wasn't
side was
screaming?
He stood on? Which
yeah,
part was he in?
Yeah, exactly. Why wasn't he shouting about this? The so-called ferry debacle, which I've been involved in, you know, recently on a cross-party basis, why hasn't he been screaming about this? Why hasn't he been telling them, this won't do, we have got to do this, this is what my people want. It's not what big business wants, it's not what the shareholders want, it's what the people want. And that's what we should be doing, Ian, on the island. We should be fighting for the people, for the nitty-gritty, for the people who have to go back and forward to the mainland to benefit the NHS, how we can help those people, how we can help OAPs, you know, how we can help the people in the poorest wards that I've talked about, people who are crying on the doorstep, phoning me up saying, look, I've got to find a small house, I just can't do it, just because we have a spare bedroom. We need to have the spare bedroom to keep my husband's breathing equipment in because he's got emphysema or something like that. These are the things that we should be screaming about. We should be fighting about it. And if I'm elected as the MP, believe me, it'll be the people first and the party second.